We're defining Nun Amud Aleph.
Yes, right at the bottom.
Right at the bottom. We learned in a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, and we're trying to work out what exactly is the chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas, einon rashoin lechalek. Three people who ate together cannot split up, and they must make a zimun. And the question was, so what exactly was nischadish in the Mishnah? That was the Gemara Shaila. At the end of the day, we've already learned the halacha. The halacha is that if three people eat together, then there has to be a zimun. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So my kamash malon, what exactly is the chiddush over here? So let's go again from the beginning of the Gemara, because we'll have to refer to another Gemara as well in a second. So let's go from the beginning of the Gemara at the bottom. My kamash malon. What exactly is the chiddush of this Mishnah that teaches us that three people who eat together cannot split up and must form a zimun? Surely, tanina chada zimna. We have already learned this on one occasion before, where it says, gimel she'ochluch ka'achas chayovin lezamin. Three people who have eaten together chayev to do zimun. So what exactly is the chiddush of this Mishnah? It sounds like it seems repeating. Sounds like it's just repeating exactly that which we already learned. So what exactly is being taught to us? Says the Gemara, no. Hakomash malon, the chidush is kiha the omer of Abba omer Shmuel. The chidush is what we have been taught in the name of Shmuel. What does it say in the name of Shmuel? It says there, Shloisha she'ochlu ka'achas va'adayin loy ochlu. Three people have she'yoshvu le'achol. They sat down to eat, but they hadn't actually eaten. Afal pi she'kol echod ve'echod. Sorry, again, Oma Shmuel. Shloisha sheyoshvu leachol ka'achas v'adayin lo yachlu, einon rashoin lichalek, they cannot split up. And this was a tremendous chiddush that we would not have known from the previous Mishnah. By virtue of the fact that they sat down together in order to eat, that already combines them and does not allow them to break the chiyuv that will take effect when they do eat.
Even though they haven't touched a thing.
So far. Lamed Aleph, Lishna Achrina, Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Shmuel, Hochik Toni. This is what's being taught. Shloisha sheyoshvu lechol ka'achas, afal pi, shekol echod ve'echol oikel oichel mikikoroi, einon rashoin lechalik. So this alternative version added a different factor and said, even though each one is eating from their own bread, I would have been excused for thinking that maybe the chiv of zimun is only when you are really eating together. And maybe together means when you're sharing each other's bread, when there's one communal loaf of bread. When everybody's having their own bread, maybe that's not considered we're eating together. In what way are we together? We're just sitting around the same table. We're not eating the same food.
So in other words, they really have had something to eat.
According to the second version. So now, what would be if you combine those two cases? If you remember, we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, but it seems to be that we are concerned with both opinions, and that is, what would be if three people sat down together, they have not yet eaten, number one, and neither are they planning from eating a joint piece of bread. So there would seem to be two separate factors that might exempt them from zimun. Number one, they haven't yet formed an official zimun because they haven't eaten. And number two, even when they do eventually get round to eating, but let's not forget, they are not eating each other's bread. So do we amalgamate those two? And we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that we do. So that was the Chiddush. That was the Chiddush. Even though it does seem to be in the Gemara that it's two separate versions of events. And therefore, I would expect the Shulchan Aruch perhaps to take a stance and say, well, either this one's right or that one's right. But no, the Shulchan Aruch says that both are right. And the halacha, therefore, is that even in the event they've washed their hands, they've barely begun eating, number one, they're all eating their separate breads. When at the end of the meal they finish eating, they cannot split up. They cannot split up. So that's what we saw last time. So now, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to move on. Says the Gemara on the second bottom line, Inami, alternatively the following. Now this could be an alternative version of events, an alternative understanding of what exactly is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Remember, that's our project. We're trying to understand, what is the Mishnah teaching me? Why is the Mishnah telling me three people eat together, they have to do Zimun? It's obvious. We already learned that in a Mishnah. Inami kihod Rav Huna. Perhaps what's being taught to us is Rav Huna's chiddush. The Omer Rav Huna, because Rav Huna teaches us the following. Gimel, let's just translate, we'll see Rashi in a moment. Gimel sheba'u mi gimel chaburis. Three people who are coming from three separate groups. Einon rasha'in lechalek, also cannot split up, have to do a zimun. We'll just keep on reading some words and then we'll see more details in a moment. Omar of Chista, v'hu sheba'u, and that's only if they've come, mi gimel chaburois, shel gimel bnei adam. From three groups of three people each. So that means there were three groups, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. And one member of each group leaves his original group and now forms a new group made up of three people who used to be part of three different groups. So numbers 1, 4, and 7, for example, or 3, 6, and 9, abandon their own group. We'll have to see whether that was permissible to do or not. And they now form a brand new group called 3, 6, and 9. Now, let's not forget, 3, 6, and 9 never actually ate together at all. So their only common denominator between them is not they have eaten together, but rather they were all previously part of a group who did eat together. There was a chiyuv of Zimun. And this sounds like the tremendous chiddush that 3, 6, and 9 can form a Zimun. So if you're asking the original question, what is the chiddush of our Mishnah? That if three people eat together, they form a Zimun. Isn't that obvious? The answer is yes. In the simple case, that is very obvious. At least we've been taught it already. But this is not a simple case. Because the three people who are now forming a Zimun never actually ate together. It's a tremendous chiddush that if they never ate together, they can still form a Zimun together merely by virtue of the fact that they were previously part of a different group. Look at the bottom Rashi. Shloisha sheba'u mishalosh chaburos. The last Rashi on the Amud. Three people who have come from three groups. Says Rashi, what does that mean from three groups? Ukadam Messiah Rav Chista. As Rav Chista then concludes to explain in the very next line of the Gemara, sheba'u mi gimel chaburos Shel Gimel Bnei Adam, i.e. they came from three groups of three people each. Gimel Chaburais, Shel Gimel Bnei Adam, B'kol Chabura. Three groups where there are three people in each one of the groups. And these people have already been obligated in Zimun. Why have they been obligated in Zimun? Because they were originally a member of a Chabura of three, each one of them, 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9. The Omad Echod Mikol Chabura. And one member of each Chabura then stood up, numbers 3, 6, and 9, as an example. Then it's Tarfu Shloisha, and then these 3, 3, 6, and 9, joined forces, L'Chabura Achas, to form now one solid group. It's a brand new group, and it's called 3, 6, and 9. Chayovin Lezamein, if they now formed a group together, that's it, they cannot split up. Ve'einon Rashoin Leichalek, and they cannot split themselves up. Why not? Shekvar Hukvu, because they have already established a Chiyuv Zimun, albeit not together, but as individuals, as members of a different Chabura. So for they have already adopted a Chiyuv of Zimun, and you cannot get rid of that Chiyuv. And even though these three people, 3, 6, and 9, did not eat at all, since they joined together. 3, 6, and 9 never actually ate together after they joined together. Nonetheless, they are still chayef. Why? Shekvar Gomru Seudoson Imorishainim. Because they have already finished their Suda with the first group. And therefore, when 1, 2, and 3 ate, the Chiv of Zimun kicked in. Presumably, essentially, we'll see that in the next line of the Gemara, that 3 was not really allowed to leave his first group. Right. Remember, if 3 leaves his first group, it's all very nice that he's formed a new group, but he's just broken the Chiyuv of Zimun on the first group because numbers 1 and 2 are left stranded now. But we're not talking about that. That's not our discussion. We're not talking about what he did to the first group, to his original group. What we're talking about is what happens to his newly formed group. And this is the tremendous chiddush of the Gemara. And we're learning this is a pshat in the Mishnah. This is a chiddush of the Mishnah. That because we're talking about three people who individually had a chiyuv of Zimun, which they were never yet Mekayim, when they now form a new group, they do Zimun together, even though it's a tremendous chiddush, even though they never ate together at all.
I don't understand. How do you even get to this point? In other words, the Mishnah is telling us from the get-go, if there are three who sat down together, they cannot leave. Each numbers 3, 6, and 9 are connected the Mishnah as soon as they got up from the table.
Right. Yes, that's what we're talking about. But do you have a situation? What happens if they did leave? Or
mitzvah baba vera.
That's not a baba vera. That's in the past. That's in the past. Mitzvah baba vera is when you're doing an avera now. Finish that chiv. Let's say for argument's sake, numbers 1 and 2 drifted away. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong. 1 and 2 drifted away. So number 3 was left high and dry. He's left stranded, so he hasn't done anything wrong. Either way, we're talking about a chiyuv of Zimun that was as yet unfulfilled.
So not required whatsoever to have anything as a chabura in terms of eating or not?
Normally you are.
Get together.
That's in order to create the Zimun. This Chiv of Zimun has already been created.
Correct.
If three people would eat separately and then just join together for benching, then they could not have Zimun. Because you cannot create a Chiv of Zimun based merely on the fact that we happen to be benching together. Whereas in our case, the Chiv of Zimun is not being created by the virtue of the fact they're benching together, but rather the Chiv of Zimun was long in existence before because they all happened to be part of a previous Chabur. It's just that technically you need three people to do Zimun. Fine, I found three people.
Again, I'm sorry, I'm a little slow this morning. What's the Chiddush of this last example?
They never ate together.
Didn't we know that already?
No, we've always learned the number one rule is Shloisha She'ochlu Yachad or Ke'echot. These three people, 3, 6, and 9, don't even know each other. They don't know each other. They didn't eat together, not from a joint bread, not from a different bread. They have no shaykhs, no connection to each other whatsoever. But rather, by virtue of the fact that they all individually have a chiv of zimun on their head, because of a previous meal that they were involved with. So each one as an individual wants to be Mekayim Zimun. But he can't because his two previous friends, numbers 1 and 2 and numbers 4 and 5 and number 7 and 8 have all disappeared. So I've got a Chiv of Zimun which I'd like to be Mekayim. So if I find two other people in the same boat as me, then I can do.
Would not the Gemara have saved a lot of trouble if it was 3 cases of 4?
Oh, that's the next line of the Gemara. The only trouble we can't say, we have to turn the page. We'll come to that in a second.
Long time.
Again, let's see that second line of the Gemara again. Inami kiha de Rav Huna. Alternatively, what we're learning is the Chiddush of Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna. Gimel Sheba'u mi Gimel Chaburetz. Three people, all coming from three different groups. Einon Rasho'in li Chalek. Omer Rav Chista v'hu Sheba'u mi Gimel Chaburoi Shel Gimel Bnei Adam. And Rav Chista then qualifies that. We're talking about where these three people came from groups of three each. Because if they came from groups of two each, what would be the halacha then? Nothing. Kol shekein, if all three of them were just eating as individuals separately, again, there's no chiyuv of zimun. So we're not canceling ever the halacha of three people eating together. That's non-negotiable. That's a rule without an exception. All we're saying is that once you have three people eating together and the Chiv of Zimun has therefore taken effect, who you actually do that Zimun with, yes, that could be with other people. But we're not Chas v'Shalom all of a sudden changing the rules. Nobody is going to suggest that you can have a Zimun without three people eating together. That's no such existence, no such halacha. That was the number one. In fact, that's the title of our perek. The seventh perek is called Shloisha Ka'achol Ke'echol. It's non-negotiable. The chiddush is that we're learning that who you actually perform and recite the zimun with, that does not have to be the same three people you ate the meal with. But you certainly have to have three people you ate the meal with in the first place. Otherwise, nothing to talk about. Now, says the Gemara, we haven't finished, because the Gemara goes on to qualify this further. Says the Gemara right at the end of the Amud, Omar Rava. Says Rava, there is a further qualification. Not only did Rav Chista tell us that number one qualification is that it has to be that each member came from a full-blown group of at least three people. That's qualification number one. Says Rava. Now we have to take this slowly. We have to see a Rashi. We have to see a Tosfos. We have to see a Gemara. V'loy Omron. The above chiddush was not said elo, unless you have the following qualification in place. Deloy akdimu hanach v'azmin olayu beduchtayu. As we'll see in a moment, the way Rashi learns, we're not talking about that Zimun has already been made in the previous Chaburis. Deloy Akdimu, Akdimu from Lashon Hakdama, or preempted. There has been no previous Zimun, but Azmin Olayu. We're not to my case where they were mezamein with them, beduchtayu, in their original place. So when 3, 6, and 9 now join forces together, they look at each other and they say, one second, it's true we didn't eat together, but we formed a new group. But we still need to ask each other one more question. And that is, in your previous group, did they make a Zimun and incorporate you? Because if so, you can't do Zimun again, even though you formed a new group. So we're clearly talking about where Zimun in the original place has not taken place. And that's what the Gemara says now. Avol, if however, Azmin Alayhu Beduchtayhu, but if they made Zimun with them, we'll see more details in Rashi in a moment. But duchtayu means in their place, in their original place. Porach Zimun Minayhu. Porach means flown away. Porach Zimun Minayhu, then the Fchiv of Zimun has flown away, has disappeared. So let's see the top Rashi now. Says Rashi, V'loy Amron, Elo Deloy Akdimu Hanach Chaburois. These previous groups, Shepirshu Elu Mehen, from whom they have separated from, we're not talking about that they left the Azmin Alayhu Dahani, having made a Zimun over them. They have not incorporated our good friends 3, 6, and 9. What does that mean? What will be an example? So Rashi holds our hand and explains to us very simply. Keep going.
It helps to understand if you remove that period from the Divrei HaMashal.
Correct.
So then it's one continuous sentence.
And correct. Then it's clear. You've got to read the Dibur HaMashal together with Rashi in one sentence. Again, in one breath. Deloy Omron. This was only said, Eloy, in a case that Deloy Akdimu Hanach Chaburois. Shepirshu Elu Mehen. There was no previous in the groups that they separated from. There was no previous Ve'azmin Alayu Dahani. No previous Zimun that was made over them. What would be the case? Kagoin, for example, Imhoyu Arba'o. Now this answers your question, Moshe Zelig. Why are we talking about a case of somebody who left a group that he was never allowed to leave in the first place? Because he's broken the previous group's Zimun. And the answer is, we're not talking about that. There were 4 in the original group. So if one leaves, he's not breaking any zimun because there's three without him. So kagoin imhoyu arba'o b'kol chaburo. If there were four people in each group, the nishar, and there remained b'kol achas in every individual group, there remained kedei zimun, enough people to make a zimun. So we're not talking about 3, 6, and 9. We have to change our example now. It's actually 4, 8, and 12. There were three groups, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 to 12, such that when number 4 and number 8 and number 12 left their respective groups, the group's zimun was unaffected because there are three without them. V'nishar b'kolachas k'dei zimun, and there remained in every group enough people for a zimun. V'hapoyrshim halalu, and these people who left, what gave them the right to leave? Yes, they're not breaking a zimun, but what was the big rush? Why could they not just remain with their original group? Because hoyu srichim lotseis leshuk. Because they've got to go to the street. They've got to go out there in a rush. And they have to go koidem shegomru hachaburois es seudasam. They had to go and do about their business before their respective groups had finished their seuda.
It was a bris milah that was schlepping out.
As they do. You might recall in a previous Gemara, I believe it was Daf Memhei on the base, the Gemara says, what is the halacha of when you have three people indeed eating together, and now some of them want to bench, and some of them are not ready to bench? So if you remember, we learned the Gemara then. The Gemara says it depends who's the majority. If two people want to bench, then the third one, even though he's not yet ready, he's still eating, he's got to stop and respond to the zimun of the other two, because they're the majority, and therefore they have the right, as it were, to put a stop to his eating. But if, however, the roles will be reversed, and there are three people eating together, and one of them wants to make a zimun now because he wants to go to the shuk, so what's the halacha now? He cannot require the two to stop their eating in favor of him. Why? Because he's the only minority. He's only the minority. The majority do not need to stop their eating for the minority. So what will have to happen in that case? That person who is, albeit in a rush, is just too bad. He's going to have to hang about. He's going to have to wait till the other two. We did see a case in the Gemara. I can't remember the names, but the Gemara did ask that there was a case of where two did indeed stop for one. And the Gemara says, you're right, they weren't mechuyev to. That was lefnim mishura sadim. He was being machmir, he was being very kind. The two said, fine, we're happy to wait and we'll stop our eating, even though, to be perfectly honest, really, we should not have to stop for you. But that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. Now, let's come back now to our case. You have a group of four people. One of them wants to leave. Now, he obviously cannot require the other three to stop for him. As we just said, you go with the majority. If one cannot stop two, well, obviously he cannot stop three. So what's his halacha now? He is slightly better off than the previous case, meaning, if you've got a group of only three people and one person wants to leave early, well, then I'm afraid to say we don't really have an eitzah for him. Why not? Because on the one hand, he cannot demand that the other two people wait because they are the majority. On the other hand, he cannot leave either. Why can't he leave?
Breaks the Zimun.
Because he breaks the Zimun. He breaks the Zimun. So you'll have no choice. You'll have to wait patiently until the other two have finished. Our case is a bit better. Why is our case a bit better? Because yes, he cannot demand of the remaining members of the group to wait for him because they're the majority. But if I leave, I'm not breaking a Zimun because there's three without me. The only last remaining issue would be, yes, I'm not breaking other people's Zimun, but what about my own Zimun? That's the Chiddush of Rav Huna. If I can find two other like-minded people, we can form a Zimun together. So it's a great quiz question. How can it be somebody who's part of a Zimun and is allowed to leave the group without doing Zimun with them? How can that be? The answer is because he's going to form a Zimun with other people, even though he never ate together with them. That's the Chiddush. Now, have a look at the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei on the base. On Daf Mem Hei on the base is going back five Daf. The Gemara says, it's the sixth last narrow line of the Gemara. Just after the two dots, first word on the line is Ubur, says the Gemara. Omar, Rava said, Ha Milsa Amrita Ano. This matter I have said, Vitamra Mishmed Rav Zeira, I'm saying in the name of Rav Zeira, Kavosi as well. Shloisha She'ochlu Ka'achas, three people who've eaten together. Echod Mafsik Lishnayim, one person has to stop in favor of the two who want to do Zimun, but the Ein Shnayim Mafsikin Le'echod, but two do not need to be Mafsik for the one, says Rashi. Have a look at Rashi, about halfway up the page. Echod mafsik l'shnayim. There's Rashi, im gomru ha-shnayim sudosam. If two of the people have already finished their suda, the roitzin l'zamein, and they want to do zimun, derech eretz, who? The halachas of derech eretz dictate, Shiyehei o echod mafsik es sudosi. That the one, he's in the minority, has to stop his suda ad shiyezamnu olav until such point that they do zimun with him, at least at birkas hazon. The hainu, birkas zimun. In other words, the brocha of the zimun, which always means the rabbi sanavorech, and then the first brocha of benching. And then, V'choizer v'goymer sudosei. And only then can he go back and then finish his meal. He cannot tell the two people from the outset, I'm sorry, I'm still eating, you'll have to wait for me. No, he's got to stop in favor of them. However, avol shnayim ein aleihem lahafsik bishvil ha'yachid. But two people are not required to stop in favor of the one. So therefore, what's he going to do? One person wants to leave early. He's in a rush. He wants to demand the two stop. They do not need to stop. So what's he going to have to do, this fellow? The yamtin ad sheyigmaru. He's going to have to wait until they finish. Too bad. You cannot break a zimun.
If one is mafsik, and they do zimun, and they do berchas hazan, then after they've left and he needs to bench for himself alone,
correct,
does he repeat Birkas Hazan?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the Gemara does say in the continuation that there was a case of three people eating together. One wanted a bench and the two did wait for him. And the Gemara said, that's the last thin line of the Gemara, that was Lifnim Mishuras Adin Huda'obad. That was not by the letter of the law, that was beyond the letter of the law. So now, in our case, the critical words were the last words, the last three words of that Rashi we just saw. What did Rashi say? V'yamtin ad sheyigmu. Rashi mem he omabes. V'yamtin ad sheyigmu. He's going to have to wait until they finish. He's desperate to go, but he cannot go because he's going to break a zimun. So those three words are critical. He's going to have to wait until they finish. But in our case, he's got an option. In our case, I don't have to wait for them. Why? Because if I leave them, I'm not breaking their zimun. So with regard to them, they're okay without me because they have three people without me. The only thing I'd have to discuss is, forget them, what about the fellow himself? Where's his zimun going to come from? The answer is, he's going to join forces with two others, albeit he never ate with them at all. That's the chiddush of our sugya. Okay, we'll have to hold it over here. Very important to see the Rashis and then see the last tosas on the previous Amud. He says himself he's coming to be cholek with Rashi, but Be'ezus Hashem, we'll see that tomorrow, all being well.
Oh,
okay, be well. Have a good day, everybody. Be well.